Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're looking at ourselves, at our body image, at who we are and how we are in the world. And it is true that we inhabit our bodies, we live in ourselves 24/7. And so it's no surprise then that our physical appearance and more importantly how we perceive our physical appearance is really, really directly linked to our self-identity, our self-awareness, and our picture of who we are, as well as those more emotional elements of self, self-esteem, and things like that. And it is our image, what we see when we look in the mirror, more importantly, the looking glass effect, where what we think other people see in us is one of the most important reference points that we actually have. Given that it is that important, it's also likely then that it's going to be an area where unfortunately a lot of people actually struggle, and it can be related to a number of issues. The first thing that I would like to kind of talk about though is the idea that in our contemporary culture, particularly in the Western world, the idea of body image and body shape, size, and all of that, all of those elements, is actually an often manipulated and created picture that's created by advertising and marketing images, primarily to sell product, to create a need. And the other point about advertising is that the images that we actually see aren't actually the people as they are. And so any imperfection that may have actually been there has actually been airbrushed or technologically manipulated out of the image. So the actual images that we are basing this on often are actually false or created images in and of themselves. So we have a double creation of this, you know, body type and body ideal and the beauty myth. Body image and what is considered to be the ideal body shape, size, and appearance are actually highly culturally specific as well. And so it actually, what is considered to be ideal body shape changes from culture to culture. So there's a couple of really, really important things to keep in mind in that these forces actually create the picture or the ideal, the beauty myth, if you like, some people call it, of what our bodies should actually be. And this is the cause of a lot of issues for people, particularly things like anorexia, bulimia, and actually this is just as true to be happening for both men and women in contemporary society, and linked to things like depression and anxiety. So how we see ourselves and how we think other people see us directly related to our sense of identity, our sense of self-esteem, and our mental health because of that. We'll continue our exploration again next week on Mind Games.